Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. Arguably, one of the most beautiful parts of Christianity is simply the fact that Jesus died for us. In John 15, we learned that the greatest love a man could have is to lay down his life for his friends. And this is a week especially that we celebrate that over July 4th. I mean, men and women have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can experience the freedoms that we have now. The idea that Jesus gave his life for us is truly amazing, and it really shows that he loves us. But there's another part of Jesus' sacrifice that I find even more amazing, a part that's really unbelievably, actually. In Romans 5:8, it says that God showed his love for us, that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, how amazing is it that Jesus died for us, but that he died for us while we were yet in our sin? I mean, if greater love has no man than he who lays his life down for his friends, then what does it say about Jesus who laid down his life even for his enemies? I mean, that was us before we made him Lord. It's unbelievable that Jesus died for us. He was that devoted to our freedom. So when we receive him and we make him Lord, according to Romans chapter 6, sin is no longer our master. I mean, Jesus' death on the cross broke the power of sin over us. And not only did he die to set us free from sin as our master, Jesus died so that we could say no to sin. We talk a lot about Jesus' death and what it meant to us. And I mean, honestly, we should. It was incredibly important, right? But Jesus lived too. See, he walked on this earth. He experienced the gamut of emotions that we feel. And he experienced the temptations we experience. I mean, Hebrews 4 even says that he was tempted in every way we are tempted, but he didn't sin. So the more I think about it, I realized that Jesus may have died so we could say no to sin, but he lived to show us how. So, I mean, the natural question that follows is, well, how did he do that? Well, the first thing I think Jesus did was he constantly prayed. I mean, look through the scriptures and you see he constantly was in prayer. And that's surprising to me because if anybody in the whole entire world in the history of humanity has the power to go it alone and to like rely on their own strength, you would think it's Jesus. I mean, he was man and God in the same package. But the Bible says that he constantly prayed. There were times when he would steal away. And like in Luke 5, he would go into a desolate place and he would talk to his father. I mean, I seriously believe that prayer is the most important spiritual discipline that Jesus showed us. So constant prayer is one of those hows. I think the second was Jesus was constantly focused on his purpose. I mean, if you read the scriptures, everything he did it with his purpose in mind. And I believe personally that it helped Jesus make the right decisions. I mean, he knew who he was and he knew why he was here. And because he knew those things, he was better able to reject the things that would keep him from fulfilling his purpose. So being focused on our purpose, which honestly, guys, we can only find in God, is another how. And I know there may be plenty more ways that we can see how Jesus helps us say no to sin by his lifestyle. Last I'd probably offer to you is just this constant interaction with the Holy Spirit. Now, if you're kind of objecting to that last one, I understand since the Holy Spirit didn't really infill people till Acts 2 and 4. I mean, in the Old Testament, people were led by the Spirit, but infilling didn't come till Pentecost. And the truth is, though, Jesus had built in what we have to receive. I mean, he was already God. He already had that deposit of God inside of him, right? And so that's how Jesus was able to exhibit the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we find in Galatians chapter 5. So if we're going to have any victory over temptation and any victory over sin, then those same fruits of the Spirit have to be evident in our lives. And these fruits only come by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus loved us so much that he died for us, ending sin's rule over us, giving us the power to say no to sin. But Jesus went the extra mile for us by showing us exactly how to do that. He didn't just die for us. He lived for us as well. And he invites us to do exactly what he did. He invites us to constant prayer. He invites us to be committed to our purpose that we find in him, and then to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that he died for me. But I'm so thankful that he lived for me too.